Thoughts on the Kingdom. John chapter 15, verses 18 to 25. Hatred. What? Hatred? Really? Hatred under this umbrella title of Thoughts on the Kingdom? What's that got to do with the kingdom? Well, let me explain. Let's just remind ourselves of where we have got to in this series of discourses on the kingdom. We have seen that all of us by nature are born into this world in a state of sin and rebellion against God, under the control of Satan, in darkness, blind, dead, far off from God, under his wrath. These are very serious points. We need to take them on board. This is what we are by nature, helpless and hopeless, ruined in Adam. And yet we read and see in Scripture, and I've tried to explain, that God in his great mercy, in his great grace, regenerates sinners, calls them out from that world of darkness, and brings them into the kingdom of Christ. He does it by regenerating them, giving them a new heart, a new mind, a new will, leading them to repentance and faith, convicting them of their sin, and bringing them to trust the Savior. And they, by the power of the Spirit, are enabled to seek to live their lives to the glory of God in obedience to the law of Christ. But I want now to deal with the next issue. What is the relationship between those who are still in the world, the realm of darkness, the dominion of Satan, and those who are in the kingdom of Christ? What is the state of affairs between these two groups? As we've seen, the whole world is divided like this. The world lies in wickedness, and the kingdom of Christ is this remnant, this small group within the world. Now, what's the relationship? Well, the relationship, is it amicable? Is it neutrality? What is it like? Well, the Bible could not be clearer. I'm going to read this just one passage, but I could read I don't know how many passages to make the same point. Listen to what the Lord Jesus Christ says to his disciples. If the world hates you. Now, don't misunderstand that word if. If you read on, there's no doubt about it. It's a word of argument. Since the world hates you. Keep in mind that it hated me first. The kingdom of darkness, the children of darkness, the children of Satan, that realm hates Christ. And because it hates Christ, it hates Christ in his people. You remember Paul, when he was Saul of Tarsus, persecuted the saints. But as Christ said to him, you're not just simply persecuting them, you are persecuting me. Why do you persecute me? And that's why the world hates believers, the children of the kingdom, because it hates the king. If you belong to the world, says Christ to his people, it would love you as its own, but you don't belong to the world anymore. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. We've been redeemed and drawn out of the world, regenerated, brought out, brought to faith in Christ. And because of that, Satan hates us, and so do his minions. That is why the world hates you. This is what they're going to do. And he goes on to explain, persecute you. They hated me, he says, without a reason. They crucified him. They wanted to get rid of him. Hatred is the relationship between the two realms, between the two systems. Now, I hope I can say, certainly the Bible argues, that the hatred is not from the believer to the world. In fact, the truth is, the believer loves the world in this sense, loves to want to see them converted, loves them that way, not loves the world to join it and be part of it again, but love not the world and the things that are in the world. But we are to love the world in the sense of wanting them to be saved, desiring them to be saved. Oh, Christ showed this over and over again. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered you, you see. No, no, the hatred is not from the kingdom of Christ back to the world. But the hatred is there from the world towards Christ and his people. This is not a neutrality. This is not a friendly relationship. When you become a believer, you're hated by the world because the world hates Christ and all to do with God. This is a very serious point, but it leads on to the next discourse. Hatred, though, is a mark that the world shows towards the kingdom of Christ.